From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded park in Lahore Sunday killed at least 65 people and wounded about 300. Witnesses say a large number of Christian families were celebrating Easter at Gulshan Iqbal Park when the explosion set off. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban says his group is responsible for the bombing and that it specifically targeted Christians. Syrian government forces have recaptured all of the town of Palmyra from Islamic State forces. Edward Uranian reports.
A Syrian army spokesman claimed victory for government forces on state TV. He says that Syrian military forces backed by Russian and government warplanes have succeeded in restoring peace and security to the town of Palmyra and surrounding areas following wide-scale operations, killing many Islamic State fighters and destroying their weaponry. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A spokesman for Ghanaian police say the force will provide protection for all presidential candidates and their running mates in the run-up to the November general election. There have been recent media reports that comments by politicians could spark electoral violence during the campaign. Ghanaians have expressed concern about recent reports of people importing ammunition into the country. Right-wing activists crashed a memorial event near the Stock Exchange in Brussels Sunday. The event was being held in honor of those killed in last week's terrorist attacks. The activists shouted anti-immigration slogans and performed Nazi salutes. This is VOA News.